first to suffer, or so the sketchy evidence suggests, were the Hopi. Already reeling from a drought, they were blasted by smallpox. As many as 9 out of 10 may have died. When the Spanish governor tried to recruit the Hopi to live in missions, their leaders told him not to bother. The epidemic soon would expunge them from the earth. As if drought and contagion were not enough, the Hopi were constantly under attack by the Nemena, a fluid collection of hunting bands later known as the Comanche. The name, awarded by an enemy group, means people who fight us all the time. Originally based north of Santa Fe, the Nemena were on their way to dominating the southern plains. They had driven away their Apache and Hopi rivals with triphammer ambushes and deadly incursions, and were bent on doing the same to any European colonists who ventured in. In 1781, the raiding abruptly stopped. Silence for 18 months. Was the ceasefire due to Mexico City smallpox that had been transmitted by the Hopi? 4 years afterward, a traveler noted in his diary that the Nemena lived in fear of disease because they had been recently struck by smallpox, tenuous but suggestive evidence. What is certain is that both Hopi and Nemena were part of a network of exchange that had hummed with vitality since ancient times, and had recently grown more intense with the arrival of horses, which sped up communication. Smallpox raced along the network through the Great Plains and the Rocky Mountains, ricocheting among the Mandans, Hidatsas, Ojibways, Crows, Blackfoot, and Shoshone, a helter-skelter progress in which a virus leapfrogged from central Mexico to the shore of Hudson Bay in less than 2 years. Indians in the northern Great Plains kept winter counts, oral chronologies of the most important events in each year. Often the counts were accompanied by a spiraling sequence of drawings on a hide, with each year summarized by a drawing as an aide-memoir. In several Lakota Sioux counts, 1780 to 81 was bleakly summed as the year of smallpox used them up, and the Lakota were not the only ones affected. In 1781, a company of Blackfoot stumbled across a Shoshone camp at dawn near the Red Deer River in Alberta. The Blackfoot were a tightly organized confederation of groups that inhabited the plains between the Missouri and Saskatchewan rivers. Equipped with guns and horses from French traders, they had pushed their southern neighbors, the Shoshone. Left at a disadvantage because they had no access to the French and their goods, and the Spanish, whom they did have access to, tried to block Indian access to weapons, from the plains into the mountains of what are now Wyoming and Colorado. When the Shoshone finally obtained guns, they traded with their linguistic cousins, the Nemena, who took the weapons as booty from defeated Spaniards. Open warfare broke out. In this bellicose context, the Blackfoot Party knew exactly what to do when it happened upon a slumbering Shoshone encampment. With sharp flat daggers and knives, one of the raiders later remembered, they silently sliced open the Shoshone tents and entered for the fight. But our war whoops instantly stopped. Our eyes were appalled with terror. There was no one to fight with but the dead and the dying, each a mass of corruption. The Blackfoot did not touch the bodies, but were infected anyway. When the company returned home, the raider lamented, smallpox spread from one tent to another as if the bad spirit carried it.